I do want to speak to the duly elected, as I said, Diane Dodds. Diane, good morning.
Good morning.
And congratulations on being re-elected to represent the DUP across at the European Parliament. Representing the DUP, and many would say representing the thinking in the United Kingdom, but are you really representing the people in Northern Ireland? Because yet again, they've voted to remain in the European Union.
Well, first of all, Frank, may I say a huge thank you to those who voted for me, who gave me their first and indeed their other preferences. I will be faithful to the pledges that I made during the election and, of course, will work to earn the support of those who didn't vote for me. And whatever my time in the European Parliament, long or short, and I hope it will be short, I will continue to represent Northern Ireland, all of Northern Ireland, on the issues that matter. So therefore, it was a good vote for the DUP. Our vote was up. The nationalist share of the vote was down. And people entrusted us with that very important thing for the whole of the United Kingdom of delivering Brexit and defending the Union.
But it is, in many ways, a rerun of the referendum. And the people of Northern Ireland reminded everyone that they want to remain in the European Union. But you're beating away with Boris and the rest of them to try to get out of the European Union against the wishes of the people who you really represent.
Well, I know that you want to use Boris in a pejorative way with me this morning, Frank, so I'm going to ignore that. Put myself before the electorate on behalf of our party. We asked the electorate for their support on a pledge to defend the Union and deliver Brexit. And the electorate returned me as the first MEP elected in Northern Ireland. I think that's a significant endorsement of our position. Northern Ireland is part of the United Kingdom. We voted in 2016 in the referendum on a national question. Do you want the United Kingdom, not Northern Ireland, not Scotland or Wales, but the United Kingdom, to leave the European Union? And of course, there are regional disparities in that result, but that's no more different to London or other parts of England who actually voted to remain as well. We believe that we need to respond to the result of the referendum, honour the result of the referendum, and make sure that the United Kingdom leaves, but that deal that we leave with is good for Northern Ireland constitutionally and economically.
And do you believe that the people like Boris, and I don't mean to be downing on the man, but it's the name that springs to mind, or Michael Gove, or any of the rest of the people who are battling it out to be the leader of the Conservative Party and the next Prime Minister of the United Kingdom, do you really think that high up their list of priorities are the people of Northern Ireland at this moment?
Well, I have no intention of straying into the various candidates of the Conservative leadership election. That is not for the Democratic Unionist Party to do, and we wouldn't want anybody to do it to us, and we certainly won't be interfering in any other party's election.
But they are your partners in government.
We have a confidence and supply agreement with them, which has delivered benefits for all of the people of Northern Ireland, over $1 billion for health, for education, for infrastructure, for broadband. Those are the benefits that have flown from the confidence and supply agreement, and we make no apology for that and no apology for representing and working on behalf of our people. But we're not going to stray into a Conservative Party issue. That is for them to deal with. But at the end of the day, when all
but,
of this
But Diane Dodds, it's a major issue for us. It's a major issue. May not be a major issue for you, but it's a major issue for us who the next Prime Minister is going to be. And you're going to play a part liaising with that Prime Minister. So who are you backing at this moment?
When that Prime Minister or that leader is selected from the Conservative Party, then of course we will then use our position in Parliament to bring forward policies that we believe are good for Northern Ireland, that we have been mandated to bring forward for Northern Ireland, and included in that will be a Brexit deal that is good for Northern Ireland constitutionally and economically. We have no desire to see Northern Ireland under the backstop set in a different regulatory and customs space to the rest of the United Kingdom, bringing barriers between us and our main market, and indeed actually the market from which we buy most for use either in the manufacturing chain or for the high street. So a Brexit deal, but a Brexit deal that's good for Northern Ireland constitutionally and economically. That is what we said in the election. That is what we've pledged to work for, and that's what we will do. And we will do that both in London, working along with my MP colleagues. We will do it in Brussels with the contacts and the people that we will talk to there. And hopefully, and I hope that this can be the case, that we will do it in a restored Stormont, where actually what we will be tackling then is not just Brexit, but all of the other issues that matter to people most in Northern Ireland. The issues of schools.
Okay, we can't go through all of them, but I'm sure a lot of people would like to see the executive re-established here in Northern Ireland. Whether the DUP can deliver it or whether Sinn Féin can deliver it, that is one we've been round the houses on for a long, long time. But again, congratulations on being elected, Diane Dodds. Thank you very much for joining us this morning. The news is next.